time in Pixie Hollow Spore, there was lots of high and pro fairies. High and pro fairies. She was the pro fairy in charge, and she was the high fairy in charge. She was pro, she was high. She was pro, she was high. Daddy,
Yeah, that's okay. You can point at them. I need to comb your hair.
She is pro.
Yeah.
She is crow. She is pro. She's crow. And she's no and prince no. And she is crow and she is pro and she's tray. Once upon a time in colourful land, there was colourful ladies in colourful bands. With colourful shirts and colourful skirts and colourful shoes and colourful words, colourful butterflies, colourful wings, and even colourful hair, colourful makeup, colourful eyes, colourful flowers, colourful pies, colourful trees, colourful grass, colourful waves, colourful cars, colourful people, colourful birds, colourful butterflies, and then the words. And then the words. They slipped and they smudged and slipped and slime. Out came lots of flowers in behind. Daffodils, whitenings, and butterflies, maize, and plants, and leaves, and bluebells, and even lots of butterfly people. There was maid, Daddy, looking, they're not maid, Cinderella, Ban Hall, Daddy, maid, Cinderella, Ban Hall, and Turkey.
Turkey?
Yeah.
What was she named after, the animal or the country?
She's in two countries that are close. She's in two countries.
Okay.
And let's do the rest. Okay. At the swimming pool, everyone was having an exciting swim. Should I tell you the name? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dasher was having... Daddy.
Yes?
Dasher was having fun playing and paddling on the rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Bait and Marker. No, Daddy, don't pull it down. We're not finished yet. Pull it down. We're finished, okay? Mark, Thomas and Libby. I mean, Marcus and Lily were all fishing, having fun fishing for fish, for food. Marco was busy playing with frogs and tadpoles, games. There, you can sit down if you want.
Okay.
Sit down there. Silly.
Yeah.
Biddy was busy growing. Biddy was having fun. Biddy and Marky and Brody was fun. Biddy and Marky and Brody and Poddy were all having fun splashing and shouting.
Mm-hmm.
And the flies were having fun flying and talking. At the school fair, there was lots of the school friends, and some have gone away from the holidays. There was the teacher, Marco. There was Marco and Zibby and Aunt I and Jasmine,
mm-hmm,
and Prettia and Fairy Godmother. I mean Lily and Zoe and Rebecca and Pepper. They were all exciting. Pink was in her team. Blue was in her team.
They've got teams?
Yeah, they're the same colour.
Why are they teams?
Because they're in the same colour and they be in a big line. Or if somebody's a small line, then they have to go the same colour. See? Pink was in her
team. But are the teams playing a game against the other teams?
Yeah.
What game are they playing?
We're having lots of musical stuff. We'll find out when we say it, okay?
Yes.
Pink was in that team. Blue was in that team. And pink was in this team. And green was green team.
Mina, what was that funny noise then?
I think I just felt pulling me. Okay. At the rainbow store, everybody was wearing rainbow coats. And they were all invited to a rainbow party tomorrow. But they didn't know where it was on the invitation. It was in the forest. With lots of rainbow other ladies and boys and girls.
Okay.
There was Marco and Zibby and Lily.
Mm-hmm.
There was Marco, Zibby and Lily and Pretty and Shibby. And Puddy.
Puddy?
I mean, I think she's Shooty.
Shooty?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Shooty. They were all invited to a rainbow party and they saw a lovely rainbow with all of their colours. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue and violet. No pink. She is very sad and a little bit happy. Can't tell you because it's the first day.
But what about the teams?
They have teams.
What game are the teams playing?
Which one?
Well, you said that there were teams before, and I wonder what the game is that they're doing, or is it a competition, or what's going on? Why they have teams?
Well, we're just reading that. Sorry, can't read
it. Doesn't tell you in the story.
Yeah, it doesn't tell you, but it does tell you another one. Okay. They were having a competition of a competition party. They were having a competition of a party. Who puts down the plates, what they've got first. Libby, with the heart biscuit, put hers before Magpie, with the Magpie. It was Parade, R, and Bees, and Dog, and Jubby, and Dibby, and Dobby. They were all having a competition. She did it before her. But she was last.
What, Dobby?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But she didn't matter. She was in front, and then all of the same.
It's okay to be last, isn't it, Amelia?
Yeah. But sometimes they don't like being last, do they?
No.
And then they had a lovely picnic together and busy rushing for more food from their homes. And they were all excited, but they didn't know who was what. I mean, they didn't know who was the autumn fairy, so they went to dress up.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Daddy, that's Bimby. Oh, that wasn't being that white. And one day they went to see some. They were in here hiding. And then they see. Then they'll put them in jail.
What? Put them in jail?
They might think they want to play with them. And they think, no! And I'll put you in jail. Oh, Dean, let's put them in jail. They're hiding in here somewhere. Okay, Tuckworthy was busy juggling some leaves. Peppery was practicing the leaves, how to swirl like other leaves.
Okay, well, I think we have to end the story here now, Mina, because it's getting quite late. Okay, sweetheart? Say goodbye, Audioboo.